Day in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
10cc hit the number one spot on the singles chart on this day in 1975 with I'm Not In Love. Known for its innovative and distinctive backing track, composed mostly of the band's multi-track vocals, it became the second of the group's three number one singles in the UK and reached number two on the US chart.
There was always still this desire to go one better with a song and do something different with it. Hence, I'm Not In Love. The way that song developed, which, looking back on it, it was astounding. We ever released it. We ever got it out. We ever got it finished.
We've been discussing writing a love song. But I don't think we wanted to write a cliche. And I'm Not In Love was the perfect title.
I'm not in love, no, no.
Kylie parked herself at the number one spot on this day in 2000 with Spinning Around. The singer's fifth number one was co-written by Paula Abdul. It was originally intended for Abdul's comeback album. Spinning Around gave Kylie the honour of being one of three artists to have a number one in the 80s, 90s and 2000s, the others being Madonna and U2.
It's positively weird. It's emotional. I mean, I could bore you senseless with stories about the day that I did the song, or we had to, you know, fight for weeks to get the song, or do the video, or the first time I performed it live. I mean, it's just...
A couple of big names having a birthday today. Deborah Harry turned 75. With Blondie, she scored five number one singles, including the 1979 smash Heart of Glass and the 1978 worldwide number one album, Parallel Lines. As a solo artist, she scored the 1986 single, French Kissing in the USA. A former Playboy bunny, her acting career spans over 30 film roles and numerous television appearances. She chats about Heart of Glass.
It had a marvelous sound. It was so distinctive and beautiful song, so...
And it's John Farnham's birthday today. He turned 71. One of Australia's best known and most popular performers is the only Aussie artist to have a number one record in five consecutive decades, echoing that of Sir Cliff Richard in the UK with singles Sadie in 1967, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head in 1970, and Age of Reason in 1988. John Farnham's been recognised by many honours and awards, including 1987 Australian of the Year, in 1996 the Officer of Order of Australia, and 19 ARIA Awards, including his 2003 induction into the Hall of Fame.
Because I've been doing it for so long, I grew up with a lot of the folks that come and see me, and normally I look down and the first two or three rows I recognise most of the people, which is really interesting. And they mouth the words, so when I mark them up, I tend to read their lip. They got used to that at one point, and they do it on purpose and take me and make me mistakes.
Happy birthday to both Blondie and John Farnham. And that is Today Music, Wednesday, the 1st of July, Mix 104.9.